Today's parable is called the prodigal son, but the reality is both of the sons in this parable are broken by the effects of sin. You know, we hear the younger son who squandered his inheritance, but he did that after he left his father's house and went to a distant country. And that's not just a geographic relocation. What that is it's symbolizing that he's turning his back on his own father, his true home. And so sin does that. It alienates us from our true home and our true family. And then we hear the older son refuses to enter into his father's house. He stays outside. And part of the problem is he's not even willing to acknowledge his own brother. When his father comes out, he says to him, "Your son." And his father responds to him, "Your brother." Because he doesn't want to acknowledge him as his own brother. I think this parable really catches the reality of what sin does, you know, and how it turns us against each other and divides the human family in comparison to the reconciliation that our Heavenly Father wants for us. And we can see this, you know, so clearly when we see the horrors of the war in Ukraine. You know, this is an unprovoked war where brother is killing brother and families are being torn apart. You know, innocent children are being targeted with artillery and missiles. And we hear about hospitals and maternity wards getting attacked. And the world is shocked by what's going on. A lot of people believed that if we had a global economy and that we integrated all the different countries into the global economy and our finances and trade were intermingled, that there would be no more wars. That China would not go to war, that Russia would not go to war. But the reality is that belief has been shattered. And during this time, the Western world has abandoned God, and they've turned further and further away from Him. And the reality is, it's not missiles and bullets that start wars. Wars start when people lose sight of God and the recognition that our dignity as human beings comes from the reality that each of us is created by God and loved by Him. And if we lose sight of where our fundamental dignity comes from, if we lose sight of God, we'll lose sight of the dignity of other people. And we're seeing the results of that. One of the greatest miracles of the 20th century was the collapse of the Soviet Union. You know, the nuclear holocaust was avoided, the Iron Curtain fell, and it all happened without a war. And there were a number of different causes that historians will point to about what caused the collapse of the Soviet Union. But the most important factor was related to Pope John Paul II. You know, Pope John Paul II consecrated the world and Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And why is that important? It's important because Our Lady appeared in Fatima in 1917, and she gave a number of predictions about what would happen in the world. And one of the things that she asked for in that apparition was the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart. And she said that if that happened, an era of peace would follow. And it wasn't for almost seven decades until that consecration happened. And it was Pope John Paul II who finally fulfilled that request. And to understand why that's so important, we have to understand what communism is. The Soviet Union was a communist country, and the belief was that if we give absolute power to the government, that they'll be able to redistribute resources in a way that will eliminate classes. You'll no longer have rich and poor, but everybody would be equal, and in theory, everybody would have what they needed. But in order to bring that about, the government has to have absolute power. There can be no individual property, and there can be no individual rights. There can be no freedom of speech, and there can be no freedom of religion, because all of these things place limits on the power of government. And so in order to bring about a communist society, all individual rights and all religions must be crushed. And so for decades, the Soviet Union ruthlessly repressed religion. You know, they would have secret police that would monitor, what people were doing. And they would take people into prison and into dungeons where they would be mercilessly tortured in order to try and force them to renounce their faith. And this is the reign of terror that people lived under for decades. And all that changed when, after Pope John Paul II visited Poland in 1979. And when he came there, he was going to celebrate a mass. And massive crowds of people came. Hundreds of thousands of people came to see him. People as far as the eye could see. And millions of people were watching on television. And the crowd spontaneously started chanting, "We want God. We want God." After years of oppression. And they chanted that for over 10 minutes. And it was the cry from the hearts of a people who had been repressed and crushed, that they still had faith in Jesus Christ. And at that moment, every single person in Poland and every single person in the world recognized that communism had failed to crush the faith of the people. The people had the faith in Jesus Christ alive in their hearts, and they wanted God more than they wanted communism. And that's the moment when the tide turned. And so the reason why the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary was so important is because it's faith in Jesus Christ that brought down communism. And it's the consecration to the Immaculate Heart that made that possible. You know, today we see an attempt to revive a Russian Empire at the expense of innocent human lives. And Pope Francis, this past Friday, at the request of the bishops of Ukraine, did a reconsecration of the world, and in particular of Russia and Ukraine, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And people throughout the whole world came together in prayer with the Holy Father for this consecration. And this is not just simply an empty gesture or some naive act of devotion. This is truly a powerful spiritual action that places the entire world under the special influence of Our Lady, of her Immaculate Heart, so that the kingdom of Jesus Christ can flourish. We in the United States are as guilty as other parts of the world for abandoning God. You know, when we look at what's going on within our country in terms of people's practice of the faith. And terrible things are developing and happening in our country just as there are in other parts of the world. You know, we can't say that nothing terrible is going on here, that this is some utopia. And so, you know, this consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary brought about the fall of the Soviet Union. And it can bring about a conversion and a transformation of our world as well. And so we pray that this consecration will bring peace to our world. Because wars do not begin with missiles and bullets, and they don't end with missiles and bullets. They end when people return to God. And as we look at our gospel today and look at the return of the prodigal son, wars end when we come to our senses, like the prodigal son, and recognize the true dignity of our brothers and sisters who are created in the image of God, and when we return to our Father's house.